Okay, thanks again for logging on this evening. You're very, very welcome. I trust that you're keeping well and keeping blessed. Sunday evenings during the summer, we're going to make our evening services a little bit more straightforward. There's just going to be a short reading and a little word, and that's going to be the extent of it. But we appreciate the fact that you log on. And Sunday evenings during the summer, we're thinking about ordinary people who trusted an extraordinary God. Ordinary people who trusted an extraordinary God. What a blessing and challenge that is for us all. We're ordinary people and we need to trust an extraordinary God. And tonight we're thinking about Anna, the godliest widow in the Bible. I want to read just three verses from Luke chapter 2, verses 36 to 38. This is God's word. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Panuel of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then she was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Just pray with me for a little moment. Father, we thank you for the Word of God, and we thank you that the Word of God points us again and again to Jesus, the one who is the Savior of every person who trusts Him. We pray on the evening of your day as we turn our thoughts towards your Word and ultimately towards Jesus, that again we will be blessed and encouraged as we meet with you in these moments of worship. Be with us now. And may Jesus have the preeminence in all that we say and do. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. Okay, tonight we're thinking about Anna, the godliest widow in the Bible. And please do open your Bible at Luke chapter 2, verses 36, 37, and 38. Isn't it amazing what some people accomplish in their more senior years of life? I mean, when Liz and I were at Bible college, there was a guy there who was in his mid-70s. He was 10 years into retirement, and he'd come to Bible college to get to know God and get to know God's word even better. When you go into the world of the Bible, we meet a man who, in his mid-70s, 75 years of age, God calls him to leave his homeland and become the father of a great nation. And that man's name was Abraham. And this evening, as I said, we're thinking about Anna, the godliest widow in the Bible. Now, as we meet Anna here in Luke chapter 2, Anna was no spring chicken. Here's the story. She was married 7 years when she lost her husband. And if you look at verse 37 of Luke chapter 2, and there's a little footnote there in the NIV. Anna was now either 84 years of age or else had been a widow for 84 years of age. Even though Jewish women in Anna's day could marry as young as 12 years of age, when we meet Anna here in Luke chapter 2, Anna was an old woman. Jews divided old age into three stages. Between 60 and 70 was the commencement of old age. Between 70 and 80 was the hoary-headed age. And 80 plus, you were well stricken in years. Anna was well stricken in years. And yet here is something so significant. Anna was a woman who had grown old, loving the Lord her God with all of her heart, with all of her soul, with all of her mind, and with all of her strength. And can I ask you tonight, if you're a believer, how do you want to grow old? Do you want to grow old loving the Lord like that with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength? Now, the Bible only mentions Anna in one place, here in Luke 2. Three verses is what she gets. Luke 2, 36, 37, and 38. And that's it regarding Scripture, regarding what it tells us about Anna. But I believe in these three verses tonight, we're going to learn loads about Anna, the godliest widow in the Bible. Here's the first thing I feel these verses teach us. They teach us loads about Anna's victory. Point number one, Anna's victory. You see, when you think about it, Anna was a woman of God. She had won a great victory in her life. Think about some of the things that Anna was victorious over. Here's the first thing. Anna was victorious over a funeral. She was just married 7 years. She was young. She was very much in love. Her and her husband had maybe everything going for them. And then tragedy strikes. She loses her husband after 7 years of marriage. And she's probably now in her mid-20s and she's widowed. She was a young, young widow. And she could have been bitter. She could have protested. She could have shaken her fist in the face of God and said, God, why me and why now? You know, I meet people who have grown bitter towards God because of a funeral. They blame God for the sorrows of their life. They blame God for losing somebody that they loved very, very much. And they become bitter towards God. Many years ago, I remember one night preaching up the country at a meeting. And there was a lady there who shared her testimony. And she shared very powerfully of how her and her husband, after they were married, a number of years they were expecting their first child. And there was a great sense of anticipation, the first baby coming. And yet when that little boy was born, he was stillborn. And she spoke powerfully about the treasures of the darkness, as Isaiah 45 verse 3 puts it, how if her and her husband knew the presence of the Lord in that dark, dark time of their life. Anna learned to trust the Lord in the dark. Is that God's word to you tonight? Do you need to trust the Lord in the dark? Do you need to learn to do that? Anna won a victory over bitterness with regards to a funeral. But this victory was won in a second dimension, or point 1b. She won a victory over her frailty. Now remember, she's either been a widow for 84 years, or by this stage, as we meet her in Luke chapter 2, she's 84 years of age. And you don't reach that sort of age without having aches and pains. You don't reach that sort of age without having issues and pains and difficulties in your health. Maybe you're watching tonight and you're one of the Lord's senior saints and you have health issues right now. Maybe you have one health issue after another health issue. You know, over in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul talks about all the things he has gone through in his life for Christ. He has been beaten. He has been stoned. He has been shipwrecked. He has gone hungry. He has gone thirsty. And yet in the very next chapter, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, he says, but God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. Anna learned not to be bitter through her frailty. Again, is that God's word to you tonight? Don't grow bitter towards God because of the frailty of your health. Anna won a victory over bitterness with regards to a funeral, over bitterness maybe that could have crept into her life because of her frailty. Here is point 1c. She won a victory over bitterness with regards to finance. The Bible teaches us to look out for the widow. Back in those days, the days of Anna, widows could have been overlooked. Anna's husband didn't have some big life assurance policy that Anna could have cashed in and lived on. That was not the situation. Anna at harvest time would have to glean in the field just to survive the winter. Listen to Deuteronomy 24 verse 19. When you're harvesting in the field and you overlook a sheaf, do not go back and get it, God says. Leave it for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all the works of your hands. I meet people, and folks, you know what has happened? They've grown bitter over finance, bitter over money. Maybe that is you tonight. Have you grown bitter over a will? Maybe you were left out of a will. Maybe you didn't get what you felt you deserved to get. So this evening, as we think about Anna's victory, can I ask you, have you won a victory spiritually over a funeral? Have you won a victory over frailty? Have you won a victory over finance? I meet people today, even the Lord's people, and they're living with a chip on their shoulder over those three things. Why did God take my husband, my wife, my son, my daughter? Why has this happened in my health? Why am I struggling with my finance? You know, Anna could have been bitter, but she wasn't bitter. She was better. I want to say to you tonight, child of God, whatever has come your way, don't grow bitter over it. Grow better in God's grace through it as you trust God to take you through that dark time in your life. Anna's victory. The second thing I want us to learn tonight is about Anna's vocation. Here's Anna's vocation. Look at verse 37 of these three verses about Anna. Luke 2:37. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Why did Anna succeed under such difficult circumstances when so many would have caved in? Why did Anna become such a prominent figure in the biblical account of the birth of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ? Here's the reason. Anna learned to blossom in the place where the Lord had planted her. She learned to blossom in the place where the Lord had planted her. Look again at verse 37. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day. She depended on the Lord. She lived in the reality of John 15, verse 4, where Jesus says, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Anna discovered the secret of abiding in Christ. Just like Anna, the Lord can make you fruitful even in the most desperate, the most difficult circumstances. Anna's life work was to praise the Lord, to worship the Lord, and to pray for her family, to pray for the people she knew, and to pray for her nation. Anna might have been a frail old woman who was either 84 years of age or a widow for 84 years, but listen, she was one of God's most treasured assets because she was a mighty prayer warrior. You know, I don't know what our nation's going to look like as we move out of lockdown. I don't know exactly what our nation needs as we move out of lockdown. But I do believe that God is going to use the prayers of his prayer warriors significantly as he moves us in his providence out of lockdown. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 27 says, "God chose the foolish things of this world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong." You know, the last revival in the United Kingdom was the Lewis Revival in the Outer Hebrides in the late 1940s and early 1950s. And the course of history for the island of Lewis was forever changed to the glory of God. And two ladies that were instrumental, that God used powerfully, were two sisters, Peggy and Christine Smith. One was 84, the other was 82. They both had major health issues. Neither of them could go to the house of the Lord on the Lord's Day, but they decided to give themselves to praying for revival. And you know, the night God broke through in revival blessing in Lewis, the night that that revival broke out, Peggy and Christine Smith had decided to spend that night in prayer. I publicly want to thank God for the Annas I know in the kingdom of God. God's senior saints who invest so much of their time, so much of their spiritual energy, so much of their spiritual passion in seeking the face of God. Anna's vocation. Anna's victory, Anna's vocation. And thirdly, in these three verses, notice with me Anna's vision. So, you know, one day Anna's prayers were finally answered. Anna one morning noticed a young couple that were relatively poor coming into the temple with an infant child. And then she heard old Simeon's words as he, with a great sense of excitement, approached this couple and took the child in his arms. And Simeon cried out in Luke 2, verse 29 and 30, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you can now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." And when Anna heard those words of Simeon, her heart must have leapt for joy. Because this was the Messiah. This was the Christ child. This was the promised one of God that she had prayed for so many years. Look what happened, verse 38 of Luke 2. "Coming up to them at that very moment, Anna gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem." Anna had the priceless privilege of holding Jesus, the Son of God, in her arms when he was just a little infant, 40 days old. You see, Mary and Joseph would have come to the temple. Mary would have had to offer sacrifices according to Leviticus, after Leviticus chapter 12, after the birth of a son on the 40th day. And here were Mary and Joseph and the Christ child in the temple. And Anna sees the one who is the answer to her prayers. Anna encounters Jesus, Anna's vision. You know, I've noticed that older people spend a lot of their time looking one of three ways. Some older people, do you know where we look? We look inward to the poor old me, at all of our problems, at all that's happening in our lives at that very moment. Some older people, they look back to the good old days, to how things used to be, and we can live there so often if we're not careful. And yet there are some of God's senior saints, and they don't look in, they don't look back, but they look forward. That's where their vision is. They look forward to that day when they will see Jesus face to face. Anna's vision. Anna saw her prayers answered. Anna had the privilege of holding the Christ child when he was just a little helpless baby of 40 days of age. Anna was certainly a lady who was the godliest widow in the Bible. She was an ordinary lady who trusted an extraordinary God. Apparently, when European mountain climbers get together, they love to swap stories of their exploits from their climbing experiences. And they often tell the story of passing a certain grave along a trail up the side of a mountain. And there's a grave at that side of that trail. Somebody lost their lives as they tried to make it to the top. And in that grave, there's a little plaque up, and all it simply says was, "He died climbing." I believe when the time came for the Lord to take Anna home, it could be said of Anna, "She died climbing." Believer, just like Anna, make your last days your best days. Finish well for Jesus. Finish climbing, spiritually speaking. And when you do that, then Psalm 116 verse 15 will be true of you. "Precious in the eyes of the Lord are the death of his saints." Anna, the godliest widow in the Bible. Her victory, her vocation, and her vision. Let's just pray together. Father, we do thank you this evening for the simplicity and yet the challenge of your word. We thank you for Anna, the godliest widow in the Bible. She had had her fair share of difficult days, and yet, Lord, thank you that she didn't grow bitter. She grew better in your grace. Lord, I don't know what people are experiencing who have logged on to this tonight, but Lord, if life has been pretty tough, don't let them get bitter, but let them in your amazing grace, through Christ's strength and through God's grace, get better. Thank you for Anna, the godliest widow in the Bible. Thank you for her victory. Thank you for her vocation, and thank you for her vision. May we learn loads from her life. And may you give us grace in a brand new week to put all this into practice. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of God the Holy Spirit be with us all this evening and forevermore. Amen. Amen.